Part of five, returning to us this morning from the Miami-Dade County Black Affairs Advisory Board, we have Retha Boone Fye. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent.
And we also have Edgar Wright. Good to see you. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, Rodney. Good to see you also.
We are celebrating Black History Month, and you have a number of events happening with the Miami-Dade County Black Advisory Board.
We've chosen some dates for people to be aware of. On Thursday, February 11th, it's a century in the making, and it's the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture, which is a preview of the newest Smithsonian Museum dedicated to the African American experience, and is presented by Miami's own Dr. Joanne Hippolyte. And she's the museum curator at the National Museum of African American History, and that's going to be at History Miami in downtown Miami. And then on Friday, February 12th, the Black Affairs Advisory Board kickoff of Black History Month, and it's going to be an unveiling of the Women of a New Tribe exhibit, and we're excited about that, and the Kennard Inc. African American Historical Timeline. This Women of a New Tribe exhibit is going to feature some photos of some of the outstanding women in Miami who have contributed so much to South Florida. One other thing with the regards to the Women of a New Tribe exhibit, it will be on display for the month of Black History, and also it will be on display during the month of March for Women's History Month. So 2 months of featuring these outstanding women of Miami-Dade County.
And what's the physical location for this event?
The Stephen P. Clark Government Center in downtown Miami, and the start of that is at 11:30 a.m. Later that evening on February 12th, we join Commissioner Edmondson for the viewing of the film Black Friday. Will you leave bills or benefits? And that's going to be at the Historic Lyric Theater. February 13th, we join Commissioner Jordan for the Black Heritage Festival at the Betty T. Ferguson Center, which starts off at noon. And then we go all the way to South Dade for the 5th annual South Dade Gospel Fest. And that's going to feature stellar award-winning artist Pastor Beverly Crawford and a host of local gospel groups from the South Dade area. That's presented by Commissioner Moss and Levine Cava. That's the South Dade Cultural Arts Center, February the 21st, and it starts at 5 p.m. The doors will open at 4:30 p.m. And last but not least, we join Chairman of the Commission, Jean Mondestine, on February 27th from 12 to 4 p.m. at Akola Lakes Park for the One Heritage Black History Month Festival.
If we'd like to find out more information about the events that are happening for Black History Month, how will we contact you?
Contact our office, Rodney, and that number is 305-375-4606, 305-375-4606, and they can also go to our website, which is www.miamidade.gov/BAAB, which stands for Black Affairs Advisory Board. Again, we'd like to reiterate that this exhibit, Women of a New Tribe, is one done by a North Carolina-based artist by the name of Jerry Taliaferro, and he's done a phenomenal job of showcasing these women in beautiful black and white photography. I can't wait for the unveiling. Many of the women have not even seen the other women's photos. They've only seen preview theirs.
Celebrating Black History Month with us from the Miami-Dade Black Affairs Advisory Board, Edgar Wright, and we have Retha Boone Fye, and much success. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rodney.